This is the Power Podcast. My name is Sarah of Underground Crowds. We hit Bible topics,
smash book studies,
punch out some songs here and there,
and light up
His Word to strengthen our souls. Thanks for listening. Onward, people. Let's keep talking about healing sexually. Feeling sort of sick today. And so we're going to just keep moving. And let's talk about this surrender thing. Yesterday, we talked about the reasons why we don't usually go to God with this stuff we have stashed under the table or in the closet, because it's just way too daunting. And we feel like it really can't ever be resolved. It's something that we're going to have to deal with for the rest of our lives. This is just our lot in life. And let's talk about what God's real goals for us are. Sometimes we say those things and it sounds like lots of good thoughts. Yeah, sure. Okay, God wants me. But for someone like me, I'm like, so what's the plan? Because this sucks. And He does have a right now plan for you. We're not talking about promised land lingo. We're talking about right now, today, you can have victory. And there's a game plan involved. Your Bible reading, praying about everything. But let me read you this scripture, 2 Peter 1. Starting at verse 3, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. I just read a chapter today, Luke, about how Jesus had told someone there was no one good except for Him. And it was the rich man. The rich man who thought he had it all together, who had sinned, who claimed to have not sinned since his youth. The same one that Jesus said, okay, now sell everything and follow me. He's neglecting what? He's neglecting the heart issue. He's neglecting the relationship. It was by His goodness and for His glory, He called us. Through Him, through these, He has given us this His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate today in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Yesterday we talked about there are two when it comes to sexual deviance. There's the category of this deviance happened to me, or two, I walked into this. Both categories, this is for us. For this reason, make every effort. When I was overwhelmed, I told you guys this yesterday, when I was overwhelmed, and I will pray soon. When I was overwhelmed with lust, like a big wave, not know when did it start, when did it end, or whatever, and I'm never going to get out of this. The Lord, first of all, I was looking at other things I thought God wanted me to do, like this rich man. He must want me to honor my parents and do this, do that, do that, do that. And all the while, God's wanting a relationship, a deeper relationship. And so when I put in front of me the things to do that I thought God wanted, and God clearly said to me, no, this is the lust is what I'm interested in right now that you need to get rid of. But it's going to be hard work. at that point, it's humbling. That point, it's really clear what my job is. And three, it's a relationship builder, because who is before me and who's behind me? The one who has conquered sin and death. The one who knows that I cannot do this. And so when Jesus says, sell everything that you have, there was that thing that was so overwhelming for the rich man, right? Is it wrong to have things? Is it wrong to have wealth? Is sex bad? We went over that in the last podcast series. No. The problem is the relationship with me in this area of your life is off. It's broken. It breaks down. Whatever it is, that area of your life that you are, and I don't compartmentalize because God was still speaking through me and he was still using me and I'm still writing songs and I'm still doing the podcast and I'm trying to battle this thing and I'm failing. There was an area that God wanted to go deeper in. And I had to realize that I was, A, not sufficient to do it, and two, that he was. It's a relationship builder. Yes, God could just speak something and it could all go away. All your memories could disappear. All those images could wash away. That could happen. But what if God is using that thing for you to dive deeper into relying on him? So let's pray so I don't get on too many rabbit trails. Lord, I pray that you would guide us through and strengthen us. When we start to see this as a very much held on to situation, a non-surprising scenario, those of us that have been victims or those of us that have walked into deviance on our own, we can start to feel isolated with it. Like, we might be in your hands, but that is not in your hands. And that we have to walk alone in that because you'll have no part of that. But that's not true. You're holding us in your hand and you're not leaving us as we walk through the process. And there is a game plan. Instead of it being an issue of figure it out, you have a task for us to do today, tomorrow, the next day. And we can rely on you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. So let me continue reading here. Verse 5. I'm in 2 Peter 1, verse 5. For this reason, make every effort. This is your game plan. This is, you're in a huddle with the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what you are doing when you fight this war. When you've taken that bad experience or what you walked into on your own or whatever the lifestyle you had before you came to the Lord that still haunts you, whatever it is, what was done to you, when you face that and you say to yourself, no longer is it going to hold me back? This is what you're doing. This is exactly what you're doing. For this reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness. And what are we talking about here? Goodness. I thought Jesus said no one's good but him. So what he's giving you is his goodness, his wholeness. Have you ever heard the whole word wholesome? I go through reels on, I'm actually looking for one particular that I lost. Anyway, I like to go through the reels because they have a lot of animals, fluffy animals, and cute music and all of that stuff. And my son likes to watch them with me. But then some of them, you know, they're not so wholesome. And Zeke picks up on it right away. And he's like, skip. They're not whole. They're not edifying. And what God's adding to your life is goodness. And this is the exciting part. What that thing takes from you, God wants to add back to you. What that lust bleeds from you, what that those memories take from you, what the struggles you have, how they tire you, and weigh you down, God wants to give you his wholeness, his goodness, and to goodness, knowledge. Where's knowledge going to come from? His word. And to knowledge, self-control. I want to tell you that one of the things that I had to make clear for myself is that impulse, doing things and thinking things impulsively, going down whatever path impulsively, getting lost in stuff that didn't matter impulsively, that I was actually not working according to that huddle group. This is what we're going to do. Here's the game plan. Impulse, ranging from food to sexual deviance, whatever it is, impulse is the enemy of sanctification. It's against wholeness. It's against godliness. It's against perseverance. It's against knowledge. Now, we're not talking about flexibility. We're talking about impulsive. I feel and I'm off the track. I feel that, I'm off the track. I feel over there, I'm off the track. I get, you know, whatever it is. When we know, or we know. I mean, but for me, like, who always learns things the hard way, it's like a couple years down the road, and I'm like, oh, that impulse led me, yuck, that sort of thing. To knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness. This is your everyday game plan, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective. And that is really the bottom line. Is your sin greater than everybody else's? No. Get over that hurdle. Are you the worst kind of worst? No. Are you fill in the blank? All these lies that Satan's tried to tell you to keep you isolated. The answer is no. What God is really trying to do is not point out how bad it is, but get you on a path where you are effective and you are not running from impulse to impulse, that you are productive. When you're relying on God and you're submitting, we talked about this verse yesterday, when we hold all those thoughts captive, we'll talk about that right now, but we hold all those thoughts captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ, and he starts working these things out, this fruit out. It will keep us from being ineffective, unproductive in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. We want our salvation to mean something to somebody else on this earth. Yes, we can go to heaven, so as by fire, and show up and have nothing to show for it. But we don't want that. And it's empty. Just living for the picket fence and the house and the kids and all that. It's empty. We want our lives to count for something. And we want to be filled with who who he is, and we want him to shine through us. And that is the reason why we take this lust, the deviant, whatever it is, to the table and say, God, take care of it. Because this throws me off every single time. So, in relation to the first, we talked yesterday about how one of the main reasons why we don't take care of things is that we don't trust God, really, with, and if you're not a compartmentalist, like I'm not a compartmentalist, we don't trust God like we say we do when we withhold from him parts of our life. Jackie Hill was talking about how she prays about everything. I can relate. God, they don't have the kind of milk I need. Can you do something? Or like navigating this COVID crisis and the vaccines and all of this stuff I don't agree with. And I don't want outside forces telling me what to do with my body. Navigating that and giving that over, that's a little more, you know, we understand praying for that. But just the little things, if we can get into that habit, then that thought of in your past that maybe separates you from your spouse because you can't let go of your past promiscuity or whatever. Or maybe the porn has totally altered your view of what sex is or what making love should be in your marriage. And that it's not a porn studio. But you've got all these images. And the reason why we go to the details is so that we can surrender that. Put it on the table before God. We can surrender that thing and put it on the table. And by, your wife, your spouse, whatever, they get to be the standard again in that sexual relationship, not what you're dragging from behind. And for women or men, if it was trauma that meets you every night in the bedroom, maybe it was a certain time of night you were robbed of your dignity through molestation or whatever. Whatever it is, you have to surrender. Do not, and that was Jackie Hill's point, do not feel dumb. It's 10 o'clock. This was always the time I had to be prepared. It's horrible. It's horrible. God, I surrender 10 o'clock to you. And be mad about it. Because Satan's using those little triggers in your life, those little flags, as it were, those little red lights to keep you in sweats, overcoat, hat, going to bed. Just don't touch me. I can't do this. Surrender that red flag. Surrender that red light. Surrender every, and do not feel dumb doing it. Keep your eyes on Jesus, but you can look Satan straight in the eye and say, you lost this one. This one goes to his feet. Every detail of trauma, think about, find a way to surrender it and to disclose it before God, bringing in that gap, setting yourself closer and closer to the heart of God, every detail of your sexual deviance, set it before Jesus, find a way to trust God with it. Pray about everything that you think about. Submit it. The way, and when you're not sure, You just know what you're acting like. That is a way to uncover what's in your subconscious, that thing that you just chose a long time ago to forget about. That thing that you shoved so far down in the closet, like bullying for me. I still have patterns. I still have patterns. I gotta assess, and my son and I are the same socially. We're awkward. Just say awkward things, and he's struggling as well. But I was telling a friend, I was so bullied. It was ridiculous. They were writing songs about me after I left. And I still, I have to size up. I've gotten better, but size up my social surroundings before I enter them. And so the way that we uncover what's in our subconscious is often our patterns, the patterns that we fall into. So I'm going to peace out with that. And I will post all these on YouTube by Monday. And yeah, peace out. Again, thanks for listening. Catch the next part of this series, usually Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. You can also find Underground Crowds on Twitter, Patreon, Bandcamp, or undergroundcrowds.com.